Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, I understand there's been a recent announcement that is good news for your area in that there is a state grant that has been awarded for a medical facility that is really a much needed sort of thing. What's going on here?
Yes, I'm delighted to announce that a $2 million state grant has been approved for the construction of a new Mansfield medical office building. The state grant is for construction of the relocated and expanded Mansfield Medical Office Building. This funding is a huge help in reaching the financial goal needed to complete this project. With the continued expansion of Mansfield University, the development of the I-99 corridor, currently U.S. Route 15, and the ongoing growth of the Marcellus Shale industry here in Tioga County, this medical office is greatly needed in order to provide quality health care services to the Mansfield area's growing population. Plans for the new facility include a physical and aquatic center, an orthopedic practice, radiology services, laboratory services, and the relocated Mansfield Laurel Health Center. Space will also be provided for outpatient behavioral health services, diabetic education and counseling, and family planning services. Funding for the grant was made possible under the State Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program. As the health chairman in Pennsylvania, I'm very, very happy to see this grant funding being secured. Previously, in the past year, we've also received $6.5 million in state grant funding to help with the expansion of Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital Emergency Center. That was a $12.5 million project. State provided half of that funding. And also delighted that we provided $3 million toward the new Guthrie Clinic Troy Hospital. So our healthcare facilities are definitely being upgraded and improved. And one of my highest goals is to increase access, quality of healthcare. And this will be well received toward that end and goal.
And there's also been a lot of talk about the economy slowly improving in Pennsylvania. And what many don't realize is that Pennsylvania is actually strongest in terms of small businesses. I understand you recently received recognition from an important organization about your support for small business. What's going on here?
Yes, I was delighted to receive this week, a couple of days ago, the Guardian of Small Business Award. This is in recognition of 100% voting record on small business issues that promotes and support business expansion and job creation and retention. The award itself is issued by the National Federation of Independent Businesses, and most of our small businesses are members of the NFIB. Our economic well-being really depends on the success of small business and small business community and the jobs created therefrom, and accounts for half of all private sector jobs in Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And the award is granted to lawmakers each year who have voted favorably on key small business issues during the current legislative session. And the voting record includes only votes on small business issues, not all the votes cast during session. But some of the highlights in which they measure and rate your voting record is small business measures such as House Bill 465 and 421, which were all signed into law. House Bill 465 eliminates the death tax on small business assets, repeals the tax on business loans and creates a new startup business tax deduction. And Act 75 actually ends the practice of triple dipping by retired government workers who return to work and then collect unemployment benefits after voluntarily quitting temporary employment. All very strong pro-business, pro-job creation and job retention bills, and I'm just honored and humbled to receive this Guardian of Small Business Award by the National Federation of Independent Businesses.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Baker.